Well, my most memorable English language learning experience is when I go on YouTube and watch different YouTubers' videos, and from their videos I can learn about their cultures, like Ryan Higa. I can tell some like American culture from his videos, or Casper Lee, or like Joe Suck. They're British YouTubers, and I can learn a lot of cultures from them, and I can also like learn some oral speaking skills from them. And so I watch so many YouTubers, and so I also go on Twitter and meet some other fans of the YouTubers that I watch, and the fans are from different countries, and so I use English to communicate with them. And so my English improved a lot because of that, and I also chat with them a lot on Twitter, and yeah, that's the most memorable English language learning experience from in my life, I guess. And secondly, my most memorable English reading experience is when I read John Green's The 14 Hour Stars, and I think that was a really great book because he used a lot of metaphors to represent a lot of feelings, and I think I cried a lot of times when I read the books. And yeah, I've read that for like the eighth time already, and I still want to read it because it's just so good, and the story is really touching and beautiful. And I also because I like the book a lot, and so I also watched the movie, and yeah, I love the story a lot, and that is my most memorable English reading experience. Thank you.
Do you prefer reading in a e-reader, or do you prefer to read a hard copy?
Hard copy, of course, because I I know this sounds creepy, but I love the smell of a book, and I like the feeling of flipping a page, and I think that is the feeling that e-books can't provide. Yeah.
So you're studying science, do you have to read a lot of English material in your course or program?
Because I'm still in E1, so I don't have to read a lot of English materials. But for one of the university core subjects, like UGFH, like the whole name is like In Dialogue with Humanity. And I have to read a lot of literatures and stuff, and I think English is a very essential element to success in that kind of subject, and yeah, the subject has got a lot of readings to read, so yeah.